Today marks World Food Day. This year's theme is United Against Hunger, which has been chosen to recognise the efforts made in the fight against world hunger at national, regional and international levels. In a message for World Food Day, the Pope said, "If the international community is to be truly united against hunger, it must also embrace higher values of fraternity, solidarity and the common good." We spoke to the Global Media Coordinator for the UN World Food Programme, Greg Barrow. He told us more about how WFP is empowering communities to be self-sufficient.
I think in an ideal world, what we would like to be doing at the World Food Programme and indeed the other agencies of the United Nations system and the humanitarian agencies that you find everywhere, what we're trying to do is we're not just trying to save lives at the worst point in an emergency, although that is a vital role that we have to play. But we're looking at ways of giving people, empowering them with the tools that they need to actually feed themselves in the long term so that organizations like the World Food Programme perhaps won't even be needed anymore. And there's a very good example that I can draw your attention to from recent weeks. We had a ceremony here at the Rome headquarters of the World Food Programme to mark the graduation of the island nation of Cape Verde, an island off the west coast of Africa, from being a country that needed the World Food Programme to help it guarantee the food security of its own people, to a country that is able to stand on its own two feet and take care of the food and nutrition needs of its people. We want to move in that direction with many, many more countries so that the World Food Programme can have more of these celebrations to mark a point where we're actually shutting up shop and the governments themselves are able to deal with these issues.